I want to, first of all, thank you all for joining us tonight. It seems like, especially this year, maybe for the last year and a half, every weekend the meeting becomes more important than the previous weekend, and this is no exception. The Lord has put upon my heart so strongly that this weekend is going to be explosive in the realm of the Spirit. So I'm so thankful that you have joined us. I want to try to share as simply as possible what it is we're going to do tonight, and maybe even try to explain why God is using tonight what he's using. I don't know, we'll see. I just want you to be able to understand. It's a little bit different than what we've done in the past, but it is so critical. And if you've thought about this, I don't know, probably most of you have, as you watch what is happening on the political stage, it is amazing how the Lord has kept us in lockstep with what we're seeing with our eyes. I don't know if it started out that way or not. I think so. We didn't know, and I don't know. They didn't know. But as things proceed, it's becoming more and more evident why the Lord has had us dealing with roots of strongholds. Because if he hadn't, we would be in the New World Order without a remedy probably last year, maybe even before that, but definitely by last year. So here we are, we've just escaped by a thread in December, which was their goal for transition completed. We just escaped it by a thread. And we're going into 23, throughout 2023, the evidence of just how serious things is becoming more and more pronounced. We look to our right and we see a man whom God has made as strong as steel. Daniel talks about such one in his book, and the Psalms talks about such a one. Even David said, "Teach me how to bend a bow of bronze." And it seems like every time Trump is doing just anything that even the slightest bit new or that can be interpreted as a forward step, they force him to pick up that bow and arrow and bend that bow of bronze and send an arrow of truth in their direction, knowing that that truth is what will sustain him through to the end of this present journey. So what we are doing this year is removing the deceptions, removing the strongholds, breaking down spiritual powers, rooting up things that it's just unimaginable things that the Lord has us stumbling over. And for the most part, that stumbling stone is revealed through a vision. And as we check it out, whether it be a vision or a dream, and we check it out to see if God can elaborate for us what we need to know about what he's trying to show us, And we put it in its place, the latest revelation, in its place. And we see that we're walking along, as it were, a golden path of revelation that God is handing us to win this battle with President Trump. The thing that is amazing me, I mean, I knew he was strong. You knew he was strong. I knew he was as bold as a lion and strong as a lion. I think you knew that too. But there is no way, if we wanted to stretch it to the uttermost, that we could have dreamed that America's enemies would be as active and as consistent as they have been to destroy every one that they consider to be an adversary. We just, how could we have known? But Trump takes the hits and he just keeps walking. But one thing I like seeing here lately is that he's reached a point where he's righteously angry. And if you want to know what that looks like, look at Jesus cleansing the temple and look at Trump cleansing America. He's trying to heal this nation. He's trying to cleanse it. He is being led by the prophetic, and he is, believe me, more than I am in freedom to tell. He's being led by the prophetic. He has an underground team he doesn't even know he has. He has a sky team that he doesn't know he has. And we are keeping him covered up and down and front and back so that his feet keep walking, not just in enlightenment, but in strength. It seems almost, you can almost see the breaker in him. How the prophet called him the breaker, the Messiah, the breaker. And you can almost see that part of Christ coming out in Trump. The breaker, he's going to break through every stronghold, he's going to break through every challenge, he's going to break through every hindrance, he's going to break through every lie, every deception, whatever he has to break through for God to be able to heal this nation. And my friends, our intercessors who love America, you are a huge part of what God is doing. So thank you. Now, is that for a beginning? May I please just very briefly and simply try to tell you the I can't think of the word I want, but what we are going to be following, the procedure we're walking through tonight, and how it's a little different than what we have exercised before. There is a psychology. Maybe I suppose if you could stretch it, you might even say a philosophy called the Hegelian dialect. And it really perfectly fits the model of what is happening right now. So I want to share that with you for a moment because we are going to be following that this weekend. And it's going to help us unravel some things that we have been working on for a long time. But we are now at a point when we're going to be able to literally unravel some things that will take us into the The GOE in September this month. I think it's probably only 2 weeks down the road. And when we finish that GOE, I'll share with you the first night in the GOE what it's going to do. And it will make you gasp, I think. It's a prophetic word that was given to me that is just astounding. And God's going to do it. So, praise the Lord. Here we go. The Hegelian dialect goes like this. You have the thesis, the antithesis, and you have the synthesis. The thesis is for us, the way God is using it for us. The thesis is what you might say the standard norm of America's history. And from this foundation, the temporal has been formed, which is our Constitution based on God's Word and the rule of law, which is based on the Constitution. In other words, America has been politically and constitutionally founded and sustained on the supreme God, the sovereign ruler over all that is, and His Word. And the second half is the temporal part, and that is from this truth that God is a sovereign ruler over all that is, and the rule of law being given based on the truth of the Bible, we have created a constitution, again, based on His Word. And out of the constitution, we brought forth what we call the rule of law. Now, the elite, knowing how powerful this is, you have to understand that when the elite do anything, they start with the fact that the whole headship of the elite are fantastically brilliant people. But their brilliance is seen in evil, not in good. With them, you have fantastically wealthy people, fantastically power-hungry people. They're movers, they're shakers. They know what they want, they go after it. And at least in respect to America, they have lost it for 200 years. But the things that are causing these losses, as amazing as it is, if God were not the one they were fighting, they would have won America a long time ago. But the truth is, God is fighting for America. What you and I are doing is listening to the word of the Lord, and as He speaks, we do our precious best to obey, to do not more than He says, and certainly not less than He says. He knows how long it takes to build the explosion He wants to release, whether it's good or whether it seems particularly damaging to their purposes. And when I say good, I mean good to the purposes of His kingdom, or whether it comes forth like a double-edged sword, good on one side, bad on the other. Just when they feel like they've got it in their claws, He pulls the rug out from under them and they go flying in every direction. saying, we knew it, we knew it, we knew it was going to happen. This is not a surprise to us. We have a hundred ways to come back. But when they're behind closed doors, they're saying, what did we do? What happened? How do we fix this? And they are really desperate. So thesis speaks of what I just shared with you about America's norm. Constitution based on God's word and the rule of law based on the Constitution. That is our thesis. The antithesis is the New World Order provokes the rise of what is called the antithesis, or the war waged against the thesis and the standard norm, to the point where we end up at a crisis. We have to come to the crisis, because when antithesis begins to arise, it suddenly realizes that they really have been tackled. And they can't stand still for it. They have to move forward. And so they begin to rise to the point where they're really seeing things the way they really are, rather than the way they've been trying to paint it. And they attack the thesis, creating a crisis. So they're attacking the standard norm, creating a crisis, and the crisis creates chaos. The crisis is the realization that the U.S., who thought she was a sovereign nation, has been infiltrated by the New World Order. That is the crisis. They rose up angry, decided to turn this thing into an outright war, and they began warring against many things. Many things. And every place they put their foot, it seemed like an explosion went off. But they hit the point of crisis when America can no longer sit still and do nothing, or at least seem to be doing nothing. So the realization of U.S., who thought she was a sovereign nation, has been infiltrated by the New World Order. So the antithesis creates a crisis to the point of explosion, bringing about chaos. Therefore, the antithesis is bringing forth the chaos, which is the upheaval we see at this very moment. And it is needed to overturn and uproot the New World Order power in America, i.e., the chaos in the economy leading towards a restructuring for stabilization. The church is standing around going, oh, what are we going to do? I'm so scared. I don't know what to do. I didn't understand that this was going to happen. And God's saying, just be at peace, my children. You've done a good job, and I'm doing my part now. So be at peace. We're going to allow these explosions because we're uprooting deadly roots from the ground. So where did I stop? When the chaos has provided what was needed for people to begin to look for a compromise, that is, a way in which we can walk that will please the Lord and yet meet the true and real needs of human beings. There will be an establishment of what the dialect calls the synthesis. The synthesis is the solution. The chaos leads to the solution of America becoming a sovereign nation once again. and America's liberty restored and the New World Order eradicated. Now, I don't know if that makes you happy or not. I think it probably does, because some of you have been with us for a long time, decades, trying to make this very thing happen. And now, here's Trump just walking around like he thinks he doesn't understand that every step he takes sends quakes and shakes into the ground, disrupting, revealing, ruining the plans of the New World Order, so that the synthesis, the desires of God and the needs of man can come together in this beautiful, beautiful, what shall I call it? This beautiful, beautiful solution for peace and prosperity of the kingdom in the earth. The Hegelian dialect, that is a thesis, antithesis, synthesis, will always continue. So we'll go from thesis to the uprising of antithesis or chaos, bringing us into the crisis, which will cause the throwback of the enemy, bringing us once again into this place of synthesis. What God wants to send to the earth, oh, the light is coming into my heart right now, it's so strong. What God has been working line upon line, precept upon precept, believe it or not, since the fall of Adam and Eve. And we are at the place now where line upon line, precept upon precept, he is building a new stage where he is going to bring the willing of his church, of his bride, and many today that would never call themselves his bride, but will be enlightened as greater and purer light comes to America. Lord Jesus, please help me. He's putting his light into my heart is so strong. Help me relate this, Lord, to the intercessors. This thing will continue to cycle, cycle, cycle. Every time it cycles, it goes higher. Until we're going to reach a point, and this is not far off, incidentally, where the light is going, the light of heaven, the light of the kingdom, is going to be released in a much fuller measure so that his church can see where we've been, where we are, and where we're going. And those that have been prepared for that are going to join the light. When I say join the light, I don't mean they've been without the light, but they're going to walk in sync with the light, which is going to give to them mature Christian growth in the light until their entire being is saturated with the light of truth. And they are going to be the new government for the kingdom of God in the earth. So every time we move through this thesis, antithesis, synthesis, every time we cycle through this, we are going to end up in synthesis higher than we have ever been before. Only Moses on the mountain has been higher in his understanding, knowledge, vision, and experiential life in the kingdom light. Enoch before him did too. I want to give him credit for that. But Moses was seen by many more people and was lifted up by God to show us what it can look like. We know that Enoch walked in very, very high places, but there's not a lot to tell us just what that meant. With Moses, we can see a much more complete picture. So God is working. He's working us through the Hegelian dialect, cycle after cycle after cycle, until we reach that place where the light is going to explode in us. And the kingdom of God is going to be seen in such glory, such splendor, such majesty. We are going to see. I had an experience one time. I hadn't thought about sharing this with you, but I was ministering in a Bible school, and I was talking on Jesus, the Son of God, when suddenly I had this incredible vision. Everything went dark, and there before me was this unbelievable, believable vision where I saw what looked like hundreds of thousands, maybe more, men and women that looked just like Jesus from the inside out. They walk like Jesus. They talk like Jesus. These people were so full of the glory and the power of heaven that you would have thought Jesus came and divided himself throughout the earth, where, in a way, he did to those who were prepared for this kind of radical experience, this kind of radical life, that we can live in the kingdom here on earth. So that's what God is working toward. Now, we get to synthesis, and as I was hearing the word of the Lord about what I was to bring to you tonight, and the voice spoke to me about thesis and antithesis and synthesis, my tongue is tripping. Synthesis, the voice spoke again. Revolution is about to be re-released. I had not considered the first time President Trump took the presidential office and country by storm and began a much-needed revolution. It was, however, different. Donald Trump did not come forth as I saw in the vision of the President Washington revolution. I experienced for literally 28 days, 24/7 in February of 2012. I was under constant vision. It would circle my head constantly, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for 28 days. I wasn't seeing the same picture over and over again. It was like I was living from the beginning of these great men coming together, speaking of, we need to make it a nation. And I think we need to meet together to see if we really think that could be possible. So it started from that time before America became a nation. And it took me all the way through to the days of the revolution and the ultimate establishing of the nation and Washington as its president. the Washington, however, we will see it unfold this time. Our President Trump is going to return like a new man. He will be a man remade in God and divine confidence, fire, strength, and full authority. Now remember, I said, and the voice said, so the Lord is telling me this in a voice that is like a friend would speak to a friend. The champion of righteousness will enact the historically long-awaited event of this hour. The Lord shared many things with me during this 24/7 vision. As you can well imagine, he instructed, this is the power of revolution sent forth by my spirit to heal, form, restructure a nation to bring it into the glory I have ordained for it. These events will constitute the next step. The events he spoke of were the ones I saw in that month-long vision. Now, right now, at this very moment, we don't even have to wait for this. At this very moment, and this has been true for quite some time now, Trump and his confidants are regularly meeting and planning for America's future. And the elite, the cabal, the Illuminati, the New World Order, whatever you want to call them, know that he's doing this. And they've also found they can't stop it. They are discussing things such as overturning outdated and weak laws that can be used by people that want to overturn American righteousness in God. And we are seeing some of that manifest, but only for a moment. They want to get rid of the archaic laws that open the door to easy takeover. They want to recreate small federal government and continue returning power to the states. They want to close the door to communist takeover, now in process. They want to hold the Catholic Church and England broken over the nation. We love England. We don't have a problem with England. We have a problem with the Rothschilds who live in what they call the crown. Now, we know that the queen was also called the crown, so it's interesting to me that they've chosen that name for their works. But they are held up, you might say, in London, England, under their crown. So they want the hold of the Catholic Church and the crown of England broken over the U.S. They're going after such things as abortion and human trafficking, return to constitutional government and rule of law, gold and asset-backed currency to replace fiat money. They will revamp immigration and oh so much more. That's what's coming. But the thing I love about Trump and the thing we can take comfort in is Trump was born for this moment. And what Trump wants to do is return America to God. And we're going to see this country return back to its God like never before. There's never been a move of God in America like what's already beginning and will continue until it explodes like a volcano. And they're preparing for all of this great meal that we're about to partake of. What we are going to be entering into in the last part of this battle between who is going to win the election is what I would call the birth pains. We've been carrying the baby for a long time, but now it's time for the baby to be born. So we're going to be headed into some birth pains, I would imagine probably about October, and it will continue until Trump has his seat back, that place that God established for him, and the communist, the cabal, the Illuminati, that has been so intent in destroying this nation from the inside out, we're going to see it broken. And we will see it completely broken over this nation. So no matter what kind of explosion you see, what kind of chaos you see, God is provoking chaos through the insight and the revelation of restoring America to her roots. Isn't that exciting? It just makes me weep. So having shared all of that, I'm going to turn us over to our prayer points. If anyone can remember that I wanted to share anything else than what I've shared, or Ricky, if the Lord has spoken anything to you that you feel like you want to share, now's the time to speak up.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I feel like we've got a great background on this, and that as we go through our prayer points and our team shares the dreams or the visions that we've had, you know, as we share that and then as they pray, we'll be able to have an even bigger picture of what God is about to do. You know, we're seeing the process that we've been thrust into by the elite, and we're about to see God unravel this nation from their grip. And it's such a powerful time, such an exciting time to be alive. When I think of what God has done to develop the intercessors, what God has done to bring forth Joel's army to stabilize the nation in the midst of the nation's greatest shaking in the last century, I stand in awe. Because were it not for the continued intercession that we've done over the years, Mom could say the same thing. You don't know what this nation would look like today were it not for the intercession that we've done. This nation would be like Ukraine, honestly. But because of the intercession, because God's heart for this country has remained steadfast, and the people of God continue to press through and pray through the repentance, pray through the victories and thwart the plans of the enemy for our nation, we've been able to keep our nation as stable as possible while God exposes the corruption, so that when it's uprooted, the people of this nation are going to rally together. They're going to rally together in a unified front to stand against the elite and to stand against their divisive measures. We're going to see a new America, a unified America, a nation that, it just makes me weep, because we will stand together to fight for our country. And we're not fighting against other nations. We're going to be fighting and resisting the elite's attempt to take our nation. That's the beauty of it. God is bringing Americans back together through this season. And it may be difficult to see on the outside, but let me tell you, he's doing it in the hearts and the minds of the people of this country. So, you know, I just want to second Mom's gratitude for you, because you've been so faithful to come and stand with us, prayer call after prayer call, emergency prayer call, emergency GOEs, because we have kept this nation stable. And the victory that's going to come forth, it's you will sit and tell your grandchildren about the victory that God has wrought because the people were faithful to pray. Because the people were faithful to pray and raise up the next generation of intercessors through it. It's an amazing time to be alive.